Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm joined by Forrest Andrews from the company Neros to talk about all things prostate, from orgasms to stimulation and why we need to get rid of those stigmas. Topics include the ins and outs of prostate play, how to unlock a full body orgasm, no ejaculation required, and that also leaves you ready for round two, and ways for men to expand their sexual pleasure. Trust me, there's a lot of hot spots left for you to explore. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. You get a lot of information there to help improve your sex life. And you can also catch me now Monday through Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 10 East on Sirius XM, Stars 109, for even more sex talk. You guys, it's been amazing. We've had people calling in every single night. The lines are locked and just giving advice. And it's been great. So if you guys, whether you have Sirius or not, you can go to our website and check it out. And you can even just call in. We're cool with that, or get a free trial at sexwithemily.com/SXM. And for all social media, find us at sexwithemily across the board. I'm really excited for my guest today. I am joined by Forrest Andrews. He works for Aneros as their business and product development manager. Aneros is a company that really takes prostate toys to a whole new level. Welcome, Forrest, to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Emily. I'm very glad to be here.
We're so excited because we've been familiar with Aneros products for a long time, but then after we met at the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo, or ANMI as we call it, talking to you is just so fascinating about your experience with the company and working with them. So can you tell us, you know, I would love you to share that with the audience, but what you do at Aneros and how you found the company.
Well, actually, I found it in my search for a treatment for prostatitis. What I should say is that although this product is an erotic product now, at that time, it was being marketed as a health device. So, I mean, it's taking back a little bit. Back in my 20s, I started to have prostatitis, and it became a chronic thing.
And what can you explain what prostatitis is?
It's inflammation of the prostate. It can be caused by a variety of different things. It could be bacterial. It could be non-bacterial in origin. It is, it's one of the hardest things to deal with. When it is bacterial, it is fairly simple, and it's usually dealt with fairly quickly. But there are other aspects of this, you know, that can take this on for years. And I kind of got a chronic form of this. And so I'd been through every, you know, antibiotic known to man, been on one that was over 2 years straight.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you had a lot of pain, obviously, associated with it.
Uh-huh, okay. I did. And it would, you know, it kind of wax and wane, but it was always there. So I came to a point in my life where I was looking to towards, you know, alternative therapy. And it was with that that I, you know, I came upon the Aneros online. And the peculiar thing about it was, is that the first time that I used the product, I had this earth-shaking, whole-body orgasm.
Mm.
First time I used it. Wow. And I was like, what is this? You know?
Right.
I you know, it was something that was completely out of my frame of reference. Mm-hmm. And I called the company and, you know, to say, you know, what gives? And they said, well, you know, we've had some people calling in about this. And, but it
was,
what a side effect, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Hell, what a side effect. It was largely news to them. But I believe that what happened was is that there were so many of these calls, there was so much communication that was accumulating that they realized, you know, that they should also market it as an erotic product because it was very powerful in that respect.
So I have a question for you, though. As a medical device, then, what were they saying besides prostatitis? What were men buying it for?
Prostatitis, symptoms of BPH, which is enlargement of the prostate. And chronic pelvic pain syndrome, which is really just a form of prostatitis that is non-bacterial in origin, and it's kind of idiopathic, meaning okay. They don't know really what causes it, but people just get it, which is probably what I had.
Okay, and did it help with your prostatitis?
Yes, it did. And I mean, within a period of 6 months, that was gone, and I was having these rocking orgasms all the time. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So let's talk about that, because on the show, you know, we've talked about a lot of straight men, let's say, or men who have never dabbled back there, mm-hmm. and they just thought that's just for exiting,
yes.
or people
yeah.
believe it. And I think my listeners are changing. They're not just thinking, oh, it's going to make me gay. In fact, in the last few years, I have to say, there's been more interest now for men, gay and straight. But it's interesting when the straight men are like, yeah, I want to try it. You've said enough about it. Like, I'm interested. So,
well, that's good because we've been trying to be a part of that.
Yeah, no, you have been, I think. And I think it's just like, you guys, why not? Like, if you could have the most earth-shattering orgasm, like, why wouldn't you try it? You know?
Absolutely.
So there is still this, you know, a certain taboo, but let's talk about this orgasm that you have, how it's different than...
Well, before I go there, let me just say this. I mean, if this gives everybody some indication of it. In terms of our demographic, in terms of how we've broken this down, about 60%+ of our demographic is straight.
Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. 30+ is gay. And the other is indeterminate. So that gives you an idea
yeah.
of what it's all about. And again, this is... This does not confer, you know, a sexual persuasion.
Right.
Okay. This is about people enjoying pleasure.
Right. Immense pleasure that you've never had before. And it's also healthy. It's yes. healthy for men to stimulate the prostate.
It is. And we can get into that too. I mean,
maybe we should start there rather than, you know, we're going to get to the pleasure part in a yeah. minute. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about why it is healthy for men and what kind of men who... what else they might be suffering from or experiencing that it would be helpful for certain types of men.
If we kind of go back on it historically,
yeah, let's do that.
Just so you know, I mean, this is how the product was developed. There was a time where prostate massage was the gold standard for dealing with things like prostatitis and for dealing with symptoms of BPH. There weren't antibiotics that dealt with that kind of thing. It was really that way. Even up until the 50s.
So men had to do their own, or they'd go to a doctor?
They would go to a doctor, and there were a lot of GPs back in those days that would actually do it.
Okay.
You know, with the development of antibiotics, you know, that kind of fell by the wayside. Fast forward into the 80s and into the 90s, with the emergence of holistic medicine, with mm-hmm. the emergence of alternative medicine, people were looking for more body-safe alternatives in terms of, you know, how to deal with this. And in truth, as I've told you, this is a difficult thing to deal with. Even these medications weren't really cutting it.
Yeah.
So, you know, fast forward again to 1995, there is a Japanese urologist who has been using prostate massage in his practice for a series of years, seen the benefits of it, and reckons that if there were a way for his patients to do this in the privacy of their home, mm-hmm. they would do it more often and therefore receive greater benefit from it. He seeks out somebody who will create such a device. He comes in contact with the owner of our company, who at that time was an inventor by trade, had all sorts of patents in various things. And within a period of about a year, year and a half, he had developed this product. By the way, which is a patented product.
Okay. Yeah.
All of our products are patented.
Was it the first then on the market?
Yes.
And yours, that's what I thought.
Yes, it was.
Amazing to me.
Well, it is the first hands-free, self-propelled prostate massager.
Okay. So it was the Japanese urologist who came to the founder and said, develop this. So then he was like, okay. And then he developed it and they started to sell it and it was for medical purposes.
Exactly.
And then you, Forrest, found it.
Exactly.
And then you're like, hey, orgasms.
Right.
So you would use it when you were dealing with your prostate, would you use it a few times a week?
Yes.
Like, what is the protocol?
Well, it's not specific.
Okay.
You know, it goes from one individual to the next. It may change a little bit. But yes, for a period of time, I was using it every day. And then as the symptoms subsided, I would use it a little bit less. So it'd be maybe three or four times a week.
Okay.
And so I was able, the thing, of course, was that what I found was I had to differentiate between sessions that gave me orgasms and those that I was doing purely for therapeutic.
Right, right,
which was kind of difficult.
Yeah.
But...
couldn't you end them all with an orgasm?
Yeah, I did.
But, yeah, why not? How could you not, right? How do you decide, though? Like, were you still masturbating, like, with your penis? Or how do you decide? Can you do both at the same time?
You know, just, I should put this out there because we haven't made this clear. The orgasm that we're talking about here, folks, is a non-ejaculatory orgasm.
You.
Okay, it's very important for people to understand this. And when I say that, I should say you have to understand as well that ejaculation and orgasm, okay, are two separate phenomena.
Exactly.
Ejaculation does not occur as a result of orgasm. Okay.
Keep going. No, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So I think that's really interesting because I know people who practice,
let me correct that.
Yeah.
Ejaculation occurs as a result of orgasm.
Right.
Not
the
other way around.
Exactly. Forgive not the other round.
Yes.
So, and then you can also have orgasm without ejaculation,
yes,
which some men practice if they're practicing like Taoist sex or they're practicing like...
Or tantra.
Tantric sex.
Absolutely. Again, this stuff goes back thousands of years, millennia, to the writings of the Taoists and tantra. It's all there. But in Western traditions, it was something that was just lost on us.
It was lost.
Yeah.
You just hit it and quit it, right? Usually
yeah.
for men.
Yeah.
So now we're saying, there's just this whole area that they can explore. So what does it feel like to orgasm without ejaculation?
It feels incredibly good. Okay.
Because there's no cleanup? No, just kidding.
Yeah, that's an aspect of it too. But I think that most people usually use ejaculation as the topper at the end of these anyway.
Yeah.
It starts... First of all, again, these are subtle sensations to start off with. That's one of the reasons that it's so often missed by men.
Mm.
Okay, there are precursors that we have all the time that we ignore. Why do we ignore them? Well, I was just telling your associate, it's like, assume that this was like sound. You have a sound that is 80 decibels and you have something that is 15 decibels. Which one is the one you're going to hear? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And ejaculation is something that just completely predominates. And there's a reason for that, because there's a biological imperative that goes along with it.
Right.
It's procreative. Okay. It's something that is pleasurable. And so, it's about survival of the species, right?
Right.
These are different. It's something that is programmed into us as well, but it is it's a much more subtle kind of sensation to start with.
Okay.
But when it is built... sensation, stimulation creates sensation, sensation creates arousal, and arousal creates orgasm. That's how we look at it. And it's kind of a positive feedback loop that one gets into with this. So it starts subtly, and you feel these kind of twitches. It's almost like, to start off, have you ever stretched yourself, and you feel, and you stretch in your abdomen, you feel this kind of like tickling sensation?
Yeah.
That's a cousin of this, okay? That's
okay.
Related to this. That's how it can kind of start. So these sensations start deep within the pelvis, and it builds and it builds. And when you come to the point of orgasm with it, yes, there is a genital, component to it as well, but it goes far beyond that. It extends all over your body. Mm-hmm. So it's something that you feel everywhere.
Wow.
So in addition to that, because there is no ejaculation, there's no refractory period. So there is no loss of arousal, that timeout that all guys get right after an ejaculation. So what that affords you is to be able to have these orgasms one after the other.
Wow.
Okay. You can have nonstop orgasms.
And you've had, you think you set a record or something, didn't you?
Yes. I did. Long time ago. I kind of wanted to see how deep the rabbit hole went. And,
why not?
Yeah, it was about 122 of them over a 6-hour period.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. I wasn't the same for a week. You know, I'd never do that again.
No, you had to keep hydrating, ordering food.
I mean, I'd never do that again. I did it just, you know, as a
why not? It's a good experiment. Story.
I mean, normally these days, you know, I would get by with, you know, somewhere between, you know, 5 to 10 or something like that. And
you get by with that now.
Yes. And so, the other thing about it, let me just add one other thing about these kind of orgasms is that they can last for minutes at a time, as opposed to the 20 seconds that most men are very familiar with, right?
Wow.
So between this whole body effect, between the fact that you can replicate them and have them nonstop, between the fact that they last for 2 minutes at a time, this is why we call it, in the narrow sight, a super orgasm.
Super orgasm. Yeah. Exactly. It is. That's a great term for it.
Thank you.
I always say, did you?
Yeah.
I'm going to start saying that because I'm always like, you guys, what if you could have an orgasm? It's an amazing, but Super O is great.
Yeah.
The Super O. Yeah. What? Who doesn't want a Super O? Is there any other changes after having these orgasms or this different kind of orgasm that you experience in your body? Like your overall health, does it have an effect on your mental clarity? And does it do anything else?
Well, absolutely. I think that, you know, you're not walking around with a scent. How would I put it? With in euphoria all the time. That's not present. But you do have a certain sense of well-being and empowerment.
Mm.
It's funny because I one of the things that I told the owners of the company way back when is that shortly after having this experience, I felt like Superman. I really did. It was as if I had discovered, you know, another sense.
Yeah.
You know,
but you kind of did.
Yeah, but just like Superman, I had to keep my glasses on. There wasn't anybody I could really tell about it initially.
Right, exactly.
There wasn't. And that's why, you know, I became such a, shall we say, evangelistic user of the product. I wanted other people to experience this. At first, just a validation of my experience.
Right.
I mean, am I a freak or, you know,
exactly.
What is this, right?
Right.
And in fact, you know, as time went on and I mentored, you know, quite a few men on this over the years and other people, you know, added their experiences into the forum. I found that this is, you know, part of our birthright. This is what our bodies are capable of.
Right. There's no downside. You're not going to hurt yourself with this.
No.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and back with more of this interview with Forrest Andrews. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Let's talk about the actual product now, because I've looked at it. Now, I don't have a prostate, but I've gave it to a friend, and I was like, yeah, you want to go slow, you want to breathe, mm-hmm. you want to use lube. Like, I think it might look intimidating. And then he went home, and I was like, because he had never used any kind of product, and he was like, oh my God, right. that was the best thing ever. But what would you say about that starting out, or if there's fear for men, like, are they just took a whole new, you know, a whole new area that they've been carrying around, but they never explored? So
first of all, let's be clear, okay? Most of our products, 80% of them are under 1 inch in diameter. So we're not talking about something that is huge. The other thing to bear in mind here is when you hear prostate massage, you know, if you're 30 or 40 or older, do not associate this with DRE, guys.
What's that?
Digital rectal exam that you get at the urologist or the GP. Do not. It is not that at all. Okay. That is a far more invasive and far more aggressive form of massage. This is very subtle. This is very subtle. It's very gentle. And it's something, again, that you can use to accompany, you know, just about any encounter. I mean, if you're using it in a traditional encounter, if you have this inserted and you're receiving oral from somebody, if you are giving oral to somebody, if you're receiving a hand job, right. if you're using it during intercourse, any motion that you make with your body is translated into a massage internally. One of the things that we realized very early on is that just generally, in general terms, when people are aroused, a lot of their movement is translated into very, very small contractions, anal contractions. They're not aware of it.
Right. This is what you're saying. Right.
But this product amplifies that. And so you become aware of that.
Right.
In a good way.
So do you recommend that it's better to try it on your own first, though?
If you are using it for purposes of trying to explore this the uh-huh. Super O, yes.
Okay.
It's pretty much required, because you really have to tune into, again, subtle sensations and really kind of working on focusing inward.
Okay.
Okay. If you're using it for traditional encounters, absolutely not. You can use it right out of the box.
Okay. Yeah, why not? I guess it's how brave you are and daring just to kind of try something new if you're adventuresome. Yes. So when you're lying down, so I know, for example, when I sell, we talk a lot about like G-spot toys for women. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, try this toy, go home, but you might not have the orgasm the first time. It might take you months. I can't tell you when it's going to happen, but have patience and just breathe and turn yourself on, and it helps to have a clitoral orgasm first. So you're more aroused and the G-spot becomes more swelled. So I don't guarantee anything.
Right.
How is that, does this compare? Are men going to is it going to happen for them? Will they have the Super O the first time they try it?
There are some that do. I am one of the lucky ones. I want to make that clear.
Okay.
You know, we used to keep stats on that. We really don't, because it's kind of been all over the board. But the truth of it is that there will be some guys that get it the first time, mm-hmm. like I did. There will be some guys that take a period of weeks. There are some that take months to get it. The cool thing is, along that continuum, they're still having pleasurable sensations.
Well, that's the thing. It's still pleasurable.
So, exactly.
It's not like it's not. Like, it's not like you can't be masturbating how you typically do with your penis and then have it inside. You're just, which I think, so it's have patience around and just be exploring new erogenous zones, which is what we're all about here.
But it does take, if one is going to go, you know, for this super orgasm, again, it takes some focus. To be able to achieve that.
What's that focus about? So what do you, focus on your sensations?
Yes. It starts, breathing. You know, they talk about the four pillars of Tantra, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which are breathing, sound, movement, and I'm leaving one out. That's only three.
Breathing,
sound,
touch.
Oh, and mental focus, of course.
Focus, there you go.
So those are the four pillars. You can have orgasms. It's possible to have these kinds of orgasms from any one of those. Okay, our product actually engages three of those. It has the movement, it engages the breathing, and the mental focus. If you have all of those in line, that's when this really happens. That's when it really pops.
Seems like that would be doable.
Yeah.
What I liked about it, I see you have it in your pocket now too. I'm like, is that a pen? No, that's the Aneros. So, I love when you were showing that it made so much sense that when it's inside, you use the bottom to kind of, that's the massager. It's kind of how you steer it, if you will, inside of you, or how you move it is using the bottom.
Well, levers? It's for people who can't see this.
We'll do some the one that
they want to go to aneros.com and they want to look on products and they look for the Helix Trident. That's what I have in
Helix
my
Trident.
Hand. That's what I have in my hands right now. It's one of our most popular products. And it is about it's a little about 4 inches in total length, out of which 3.5 to 3.75 inches is insertable. The largest part of it, which is near the tip, is just under an inch. After that, it tapers down, and near the stem, that is it tapers down to a stem, which is near the base of it, and that is the most narrow portion. So the way that it works is that when it's well lubricated and you insert it, at a certain point, it becomes self-inserting. It goes and it finds the right spot immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Extending from the base, you have two arms. On the top, you have what we call a P-tab. Okay, that is where the P-tab is. On the bottom, you have a K-tab. Now, the P-tab is something that engages the perineum. This is what people know commonly as the taint. Mm-hmm. Very sensitive spot, acupressure spot. On the other side, you have this K-tab. And that contacts an area that we call the K-spot or the Kundalini spot. Again, it's another acupressure spot.
Mm.
So these arms and these tabs that are on the end of the arms, those are the areas that they contact. When this is properly inserted, you have something that will stimulate all four erogenous zones simultaneously. So your contraction is balanced in such a way that your contraction pulls the device in and pivots it upward. As it does that, it stimulates the perineum and that K-spot at the same time.
I want to talk about the K-spot too. And I want to say that we also have a great product review on sexwithemily.com about the Helix Trident called Hands-Free Prostate Orgasms with Aneros. So you can check that out and also go to Aneros and check it out there too. But so tell me about the K-spot.
Well, it's interesting because it's something that in our first generation products, we didn't have this. Actually, there was a handle that sat on the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say this, between the P-spot and the K-spot, it is more subtle still. I have had orgasms just from stimulating that spot alone. But again, I think that it's something that probably the more experienced user will key into more easily. When used in combination with the P-spot, and with the overall massager, again, it forms something that is very, very, very powerful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just keep going. Just keep. I guess that is the thing about, and the same thing it goes for, I know from my experience, using like discovering different parts internally, like the G-spot, and then there's the anterior spot. There's all these different spots too, that the more patient you are and you breathe into it, you realize that. That's why sometimes I think, I don't even want to call it the G-spot. I want to call it the G area, or maybe get rid of the G and just the area, the internal area, because it's so, I feel like you can get tripped up on that if you're just going in with the intention of exploring with also focus and breath. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's amazing what you're going to discover. This is why I'm always talking about this for women. This is why I just love that you're here for men. I feel like I having such prostate envy right now. I mean, just watching you like hold that and think about what the possibilities. So there are many different, so we've got the Helix. Like, what's the difference between like the Helix and like the Maximus, say, or how do you know where to go?
What we discovered, the company discovered fairly early on is, look, you try to build a device that is a one size fits all, of course. But ultimately what you find is that there are people who do have certain preferences. And so this particular product, the Helix, the thing that's always put it kind of in the flagship position, mm-hmm. is that it has a great combination of a little bit more focused, a little bit more sensation from the head of it, and at the same time it has tremendous responsiveness. Something like the Maximus, this was created for somebody who was interested in more fullness. So they like, they like larger objects. They like larger toys.
Okay.
You know? And so we created the Maximus for them. We also have a product that's called the Progasm. It's on the larger side as well. It is fuller, yet it has more focus than the Maximus does. We have products that are smaller than this particular one, than the Helix. We have a product called the UFO. it's kind of interesting with respect to that, because for a long time, the company had promoted that as an advanced user's product. And their feeling about it, and there is some truth to this, because it seems to be most effective, at least in terms of triggering the Super O, with people who have really good muscle tone. However, it's also a terrific product for people as an icebreaker, because it is smaller, it is thinner.
So it doesn't have as many of the specific ridges.
Yes. Right. And so it in terms of girth, it's just, you know, it is smaller. So for example, if somebody was into, you know, traditional, they wanted to use it for partner play, I think that product is great. And so I've since had them, you know, change some of the wording on the website to indicate that that's a great product for somebody who enjoys that. We also have products that are overcoated in silicone. And these not only look great, but they tend to be a little bit more comfortable because of that silicone in terms of insertion and all of that. But, you know, they don't, again, same. So, for example, there will be a Helix Trident SIN, and there will be, you know, a UFO SIN. That's what we call them. So it's a synthesis between something that is rigid and something that has a silicone overcoating. So yeah, we have a fairly wide product line at this point, and it's been developed in order to, you know, sort of, you know, meet certain people's preferences.
Okay. Is there any like pain if they go too fast, or is it more about breathing?
You know,
just kind of like anal sex in general, right?
That's, you know, I think that's certainly one of the more unique things about our product, because one is using anal contractions. It's not really possible to harm oneself doing this. Now, I'm not saying that if somebody doesn't, if they have hemorrhoids or they have some other condition, it isn't possible that they could have some discomfort from it. But that is not the experience 90% of the time with people.
So.
No,
mm-hmm.
It isn't. You know, it should be said that this product is never to be driven by hand. It is anatomically designed so it engages the prostate in a particular way. It is not supposed to be driven by hand.
So don't be putting it in and out, in and out, like a butt plug or something.
No.
It's a massager.
No.
It's a very important distinction.
Absolutely so.
It's not a butt plug.
I mean, some people who have had experience with prostate play or anal play, certainly they know it, you know, from working with a dill or from, you know, a vibrator. Most of those products engage the prostate only tangentially. Okay, so they don't, it's not right on it. So that's why we say you have to be very careful with this in that sense. Not, again, used as directed, there's very little way that you're going to hurt yourself with this, because your sphincter does not create enough force to be able to do that. One's hand, that's a different matter.
Do you recommend that men could also use their hands to do their own prostate massages?
It's pretty tough.
It is.
The thing is that you have to be pretty limber, shall we say, to make that happen.
Yeah.
And then depending on how long your fingers are, and then you have to be able to keep it up. You know, it's not to say that it can't be interesting and it's something that you can't explore, but I have, you know, and many men have. But in terms of doing something that is convenient, that is easy to
why
do.
Why would you? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like
just
going right there. This is like the bullseye.
Exactly. It's just made to go precisely where it needs to go.
Exactly. So let's talk about some other benefits. So like I hear from, you know, so many men, or obviously men in the world, have experiences with premature ejaculation or erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way that could help men who are having some difficulties?
Yes, there is. And I'm going to preface this by saying that a lot of our evidence on this tends to be anecdotal. We have a large user forum. It's tens of thousands strong at this point.
Yeah, I've heard of me. We've checked it out, but I've heard from men who are like, I know their forum.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there are a great many men who have reported success with premature ejaculation from this. And I'll tell you one of the ways that that's possible. What I've already described to you in terms of having this this super orgasm, finding this alternative pathway, this alternative arousal pathway, if one becomes adept at doing that, familiar with going to that level, ejaculation at that point becomes a choice. Not, you know, an option, not mandatory.
Right.
So one is able to sort of focus that energy towards having this type of orgasm as opposed to an ejaculatory orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, it's really ejaculatory mastery in a whole different way.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes sense, and also gives them some confidence too,
yes.
I would think, that they can get pleasure.
Yes.
And then because a lot of erectile dysfunction or PE does have to do with anxiety or have to do with thoughts in our brain and not necessarily a physical issue. So if you can kind of feel like you're really taking your sexual health into your own hands, literally, and you have some control and you're more in touch with your body, I could see how it would help.
Absolutely. And in terms of the erectile dysfunction, what we've noted is that it's also an effective Kegel sizer to speak of. I mean, women are familiar with this. You're in contracting with this device. You're exercising all of the pelvic floor muscles, including the PC muscle in there as well. So in that way, and in the way of improving circulation in within the pelvic girdle, again, a lot of men have found that this has been helpful in that regard too.
Okay, so tell me more about this Eneros forum. So men can just kind of, in a safe place, communicate about whatever's going on with them, how they use the toys, but what else? I know it's a very popular forum.
Well, for the most part, most guys are talking about using our products. They will discuss the various models. Different guys will have their preferences. But people talk about everything. I mean, there are large threads that are on pegging that are in there, and there's large, huge thread that's on nipple stimulation that's in there.
For men?
So, yes.
So
oh, yeah.
Tell me about that they can have... Please.
I'm one of them.
So that nipple stimulation, is that orgasmic for you?
Absolutely. I go into just full-blown multi-orgasms with nipple stimulation. If I have somebody who is good, you know, with their mouth, absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about that. But that is something that does not come up very much around these parts.
Well, in my case, it's kind of odd because in my case, originally, my left nipple was the only one that would do this. And I trained my right one to do it, too.
Most men wouldn't even think to touch their nipples. And then I feel like in the past, if I have, I always thought it was a little uncomfortable for men.
No, I don't think it's that way at all. Look, it's analogous to what we were speaking about before. You know, we all have, a lot of our equipment is the same. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and if it's not, it's homologous, meaning that it sort of developed from the same stuff, right?
Right.
In the case of nipples, it is pretty much the same. I think that with a lot of things, with the Super O, as we were talking about before, there is a sense that has to be developed in terms of letting go. And if you have, I think that there's some men that have sort of a misconception about nipple stimulation, as they do about anal play.
It's like shame. It's judgment. It's
quite as harsh as that, but it's they may see it as just a feminine thing to do, you know. And I like to tell people, and you hear this, it's kind of overworked, but I think that people do need to get in touch with their feminine side.
Yes.
And really what it comes down to is it's getting in touch with your entire body and seeing what your body is capable of. Again, if there's one kind of central theme to all of this, it's explore.
Yes.
You have all of these things that are open to you. And if you do, you'll find that it's a very, you know, rich realm. I don't know. I was telling your assistant that I had a friend who was had asked me why, you know, that they should engage in anal play and why they should take this device and insert it, you know, and somebody who was just in essence pretty happy with where they're at. And what I'd said to him, I tried to come up with something to kind of explain it. I said, "You're watching black and white TV, man." Okay.
That's good speak. Yeah.
Okay. I'm watching color TV. Mm-hmm. I'm watching high definition TV. Mine is 4K. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So I, in essence, if we explore ourselves, you know, there are all sorts of places that we can go. And nipple stimulation is just another one of them. Very, very powerful stuff.
I've been pushing it. I'm a pusher. I've been pushing this for women too. I always say for women, like, it's the second most common orgasm type of women besides a, you know, vaginal, but it's like, it can be common for women to have nipple orgasms, but they don't often explore it. It's because they themselves or their partners haven't taken time to really explore, to slow down, to mouth, lube, fingers, toys, you know, see what feels good to you. And I honestly have not encouraged that around men. I don't think I've heard that as often. So
well, it's funny because for me, it was kind of a natural before, even before I explored all of this, if somebody stimulated my nipples, it was like a beeline to my penis. I mean, I felt it. That it well, just this, I felt it down there immediately. Okay, and since I crossed over and since I've done these other things, that's not where I feel it anymore. I feel it in my prostate. I mean, I feel myself just, you know, swell from it. It's crazy.
So the prostate's become like the main life force, if you will, for all that sexual energy, which makes absolute sense to me. Yeah. So how would someone go about then finding the right one for them? Where would they start?
I think that they should start with the Inaris Forum. I think it's a great place. We do have, on our website, we do have a tool that they can use in terms of choosing a product at this point. Yeah, it's basically something that enables them to kind of filter down through, you know, the different devices by answering several different questions. They can go that route. But the forum is terrific with respect to that, too.
It's great. Okay.
Yeah, it really is. You know, in general, I would say for most people, I would direct them to the Helix. I think it's terrific, either in the rigid form here or in the Sin.
Okay.
I think it is our most popular product.
Yeah. All right.
If they have more experience and they're looking for something that's larger fare, the Progasm would be terrific for that.
Progasm.
Yes.
Progasms. I like that name. That's a good name. All the things.
But there are many different products that we make. And, you know, somebody really, you have to look at them and see what is right for you. And again, you can certainly consult our forum and put it out there to any of our members. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And another question for you is, are you seeing a change in this from men thinking like it's taboo to moving towards trying it out? And why do you, that's one thing. Are you seeing a difference? And then why do you think this taboo still exists?
Well, I think we've already covered that kind to a did, certain yeah. degree. I mean, I think that it exists because there is this homosexual connotation that's associated with anal play. And, you know, it's ridiculous. We certainly have been trying to do a lot. I personally have been trying to do a lot of damage to that for many years.
I feel like you've done so much. Thank you.
I think that there has been some levels of success with respect to this. I think that men are more open to it. I think that women are more open to it with respect to their men, you know, and it's interesting, you know, back in the day, I used to go to a lot of the consumer shows with the company. And they would have me come along. And I love those.
I know. We are good.
Yeah. So it was, particularly if it was a good consumer show. And the people that I loved to pitch, so to speak, would be the women. They were the best. Or the women with their partner.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was always them wanting to do something different for the guy. They wanted them to experience and to go to a level, to a higher level. And for a lot of women, you know, when we discuss the Super O, a lot of these things sound familiar to them.
Exactly.
This is a place that they know. And so it's like, hey, why shouldn't he be able to do that?
Yeah, he should.
Yeah,
we've all gone, you know, a lot of us have done that exploration. You're exactly right. Because we have been hearing from more straight men who are interested and then a lot of women asking about it. In the last, I'd say 3 to 5 years, after 14 years of doing this, it's been great. Maybe just even 3, but more and more. So that feels really good to me. I think
we're going
to
see more of it.
So you're doing good work.
Thank you.
Forrest, thank you so much for being here. And I have quickie questions for you, 5 questions.
Sure.
What's your biggest turn on? We ask all of our guests. Biggest turn on.
My biggest turn on, boy, this is like a Rorschach test or something.
Anything. It could be a word, a phrase. It could be something you see.
One of the biggest turn-ons for me at this point is creating a new product. You know, it really is.
Oh, it just I get
is.
It.
I have to say, it is such a high when I come up with something and it's something that is really effective, you know, or I try something for the first time and it's just,
you're a pioneer. You really are. I love that you're still as passionate about it as I am about the worlds that we live in. You're never done. Like there's so much more. So it does keep you going. Okay. Your biggest turnoff.
Homophobic people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even as a straight man, I just think that is just awful.
Yeah. Sexiest body part to you.
My sexiest body part or for a woman's sexiest body part?
Whatever, anything.
Well,
you can pick.
The thing that I would come back to is years ago I took a class. This is before any of you guys were here, but there used to be a lady who taught self-hypnosis called Pat Collins, the hypnotist, and she was up on Sunset Strip, down just doors down from where Gil Turner was or is to this day. And one of the things that that she had keyed in on is that the sexiest organ that you have is between your ears. And it really is true. And
yes.
You know, are there things that turn me on visually? Yeah, there are tons of those. And we, you know, and it's hard for me to decide about that. But really the mind, it is so deep, and the places that you can go and the places that I have gone as a result of using these products. Yeah.
I love it.
Mind.
Okay. Your number one sex tip.
I would say take your time, go slow, and let things reveal themselves to you.
I like that. Okay. And what's more important, comfort or passion?
Passion.
All right. Good. Thank you so much, Forrest Anders, for being here from Aneros. I appreciate your time. I appreciate everything. So we can find Aneros.com. Do you have any other social you want to give out or anything?
Well, we're on Facebook and we're also on Instagram.
Okay. We'll put all that. Okay. So thank you for sharing everything.
You bet. Thank you, Emily.
So informative. Thanks, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this interview. I sure did. We'd love to hear what you think of the show. And thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Sarah, producer, Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.